was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share for the estate." So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had set off for his distant country, and there squandered his wealth and while living after he had spent everything. There was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went to hire himself to a citizen out that country, who sent him to his field to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'" So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way of his father, he saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arm around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate, for its son of mine was dead and it's alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate.
Before we start the sermon, I wanted to mention some people that helped make this happen. It started with my mother, who is here, Patricia Perry, who's a retired teacher. And a lot of times when I'm feeling overwhelmed and I need help behind the scenes, she's the one that's helping me. And so she is the one that came up with the idea of doing this program, The Prodigal, because our theme this year is Jesus is patient, Jesus is gracious. And what a better story in the Bible to demonstrate our theme of the year. And so she wrote up this story, and then Paula also did some tweaking to make it modern. So the kids are not going to be doing any talking. They're going to be doing lots of acting, but they do an awesome job. So I hope you enjoy it, and you'll probably get finished early, so you'll have time to mingle and visit afterwards.
Have you ever felt that your life had too many don'ts? Did everything you tried to do turn out different than what you expected? Were you unhappy with yourself and everyone else and decided to do something about it? Jesus told such a story about a person like that, and that story is found in Luke 15, verses 11 to 33. Today's story is a modern version of that story. In a mountain valley in Colorado lived a successful rancher and his family. They raised quality beef and award-winning horses and a variety of other critters. The children were raised helping around the ranch, indoors and out. They were also raised to know God and have Jesus as their friend. There were several hired hands who kept fences mended and hay mowed, dried and baled for winter feed, and branding the cattle and the horses. As the boys grew older, their responsibilities increased, and the workload was shared with everyone. There was plenty of food and clean water. The houses were comfortable and warm and dry. The mountain air was clear and invigorating, just about the perfect place to live. But not everyone was content. Robert was dissatisfied, unhappy, self-centered. He complained about the heat. He complained about the cold. He complained about the dust and the rain and his boring life. He wanted some excitement, to see the world outside the valley, to experience fun times and fun people. One day, he boldly approached his father and asked him for his share of the inheritance that should come at the death of his dad. The rancher was very sad and upset that his son would even think of asking such a thing. But Robert wanted it, and he wanted it now. Now, Dad was a patient person, and he tried to dissuade Robert from such foolishness. But Robert was insistent, and Dad finally granted his request. Going to his safe, he withdrew a lot of money, and he gave it to his ungrateful son. As he handed the cash to Robert, he gave him a quick hug and said he could come home anytime. The door was always open and his room would always be ready. Now, Robert never looked back. As he left in a cloud of dust, or he would have seen his dad standing on the porch, waving goodbye with tears coming down his face. He had decided to head to Las Vegas and have what he called a good time. There were lots of shows to watch and friends to entertain. There were parties and restaurants, friends. Parties and plays and restaurants, shows to watch. They had a good time. They were just busy, and he paid for everything. But this only lasted for a short time. And then his money ran out, and his credit card was denied. And his friends left him. He had to sell his pickup, and soon was kicked out of his apartment. because he couldn't pay the rent. He got a job working in the kitchen of one of the lesser casinos, but the pay was poor, the work was hard, and he had to scrounge in the dumpster for food. One night he had finished his shift and was told the casino was closing and he wouldn't be needed anymore. Now what was he supposed to do? Then he remembered what his father had told him just before he left. You're always welcome to come home. Your room will be waiting for you. He realized how much he had hurt his dad's feelings and saw his own selfishness for the ugly thing that it was. Robert knew that his dad loved him, but he was ashamed to return as a son. So he would ask to be one of the hired men and would do his work well and not ask for any favors. It took Robert a week to hitchhike back to the lovely mountain valley in Colorado. He was tired, dirty, hungry, as he trudged up the dirt road from the highway, but his advance was noticed by the man standing on the front porch of the ranch house. Could this be my long-lost son? Yes, it's his walk and build it. Then he started running down the road to greet his son. Robert heard the pounding of running feet and looked up in time to see his dad headed straight for him on a dead run. He stopped, and soon the two were in a tight hug with tears and breathless words of apologies and love. The request to be hired as one of the workers was denied, and together they continued on to the house. Soon, Robert was refreshed by a nice, warm shower and clothed with new clothes and seated at the table. And the wonderful homemade food just kept coming from the kitchen. His dad just kept smiling and enjoying the return of his son. He never mentioned what had happened because of his love for his boy was so overwhelming. And Robert was overwhelmed by the grace and love and forgiveness given to him, though he knew he didn't deserve it. God is like this dad, loving, patient, forgiving, gracious, always, forever. We are like Robert, selfish, discontented, and unworthy, and sad. If we choose to go our own way, learn the error of our ways, repent, and go back to our Father, we will be forgiven and accepted, always. Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing."
Thank you.
Mr. Hilbers, are you on your way? Oh, the closing song. What? Oh. Where's Otto? Oh, she's gone. Huh.
Okay, number 296. Shall we stand for our closing hymn?
Far away from God, none coming home. The paths of sin too long I trod. Lord, I'm coming home, coming home, coming home, nevermore to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home. I've wasted many precious years, now I'm coming home. I now repent with bitter tears, Lord, I'm coming home, coming home, coming home, nevermore to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home. I'm tired of sin and straying, Lord, now I'm coming home. I'll trust thy love, believe thy word, Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home, coming home, nevermore to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home. My only hope, my only plea, now I'm coming home. That Jesus died and died for me, Lord, I'm coming home, coming home, coming home, nevermore to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home. I need his cleansing blood, I know, now I'm coming home. Oh, wash me whiter than the snow, Lord, I'm coming home, coming home, coming home, nevermore to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home.
Folks, has God not blessed our school, our students, our families of our students, Cherie, Paula, Debbie, and all of the others that have helped our school? How God has blessed, folks. Will you bow your heads, please? Dear Father, thank you. Thank you for your love. We praise you for your mercy. We praise you for the God that you are. Thank you, dear Father, for your blessings upon our church. Thank you for your blessings upon our school and our students, dear Father. Please guide and direct in the weeks to come. Please be with each person in our church family, dear Father. In Jesus' name, amen.